Listening Library presents Keys to the Kingdom, Book 7, Lord Sunday, by Garth Nix, read for you by Alan Cordura. Chapter 1. Arthur fell. The air rushed past him, stinging his eyes and ripping at his hair and clothes. He had already fallen through the hole made by Saturday's assault ram, past the grasping roots and tendrils of the underside of the Incomparable Gardens. Now he was plummeting through the clouds, and a small part of him knew that if he didn't do something really soon, he was going to smash into Saturday's tower, and in all likelihood be so badly broken that even with his newly reshaped denizen body, he would die, or wish he was dead. But Arthur didn't do anything, at least not in those first few vital seconds. He knew it was an illusion, but it felt like the wind was holding him up rather than rushing past. In his left hand, he held the small mirror that was the fifth key, and in his right, he clutched the quill pen that was the sixth key, which he had wrested from Saturday and taken with him over the edge. Because of this, Arthur felt powerful, triumphant, and not at all afraid. He looked down at the tower below him and laughed, a deep, sarcastic laugh that was not at all like his normal laughter. He was about to laugh again when part six of the will, in its raven form, caught up with him, its claws latching onto his hair and digging into his scalp. "Wings!" croaked.